up, Mapped Out family? Hello, darlings. I hope that everyone is doing well. I am excited to be speaking to you all today. I know that this looks a little bit different than what I promoed maybe like a week or two ago. Some things happened, so we had to do some last minute changes, and I was kind of stuck between like, I'm like, what are you going to talk about? You don't want to disappear for another like month or a couple of weeks. So I just wanted to take the time today to really just drop some gems that the good Lord has dropped on your girl. If you follow me on Instagram, I shared a video earlier this morning about a video that I was going to drop on another platform, but some stuff happened between me sharing that video and then to the point that we're at right now. And I just felt led in my heart from God to share some of those things. Not all of them, because there's a lot going on that he is not going to allow me to release yet. And that's absolutely okay. I just want to make sure that I am in his will and that I'm obedient and that I'm listening. But before we hop into this really short episode, we like to start off every episode with just gratitude and thanks. And I just want to say thank you all for tuning in. You all really made the last episode pop with my sister. We had a good amount of views on YouTube. We had a lot of listenership from the analytics I was able to share and pull from Spotify, and to see how many people listened on Spotify and Apple. And I would love for us to continue to stream that episode and just take in all the gems that the Holy Spirit was dropping through Saray and I on that last episode. It was really dope. So if you haven't checked that out, please go listen or watch that most recent episode. You can watch it also on Spotify, which that is another thing I want to address really quickly. That now when I'm dropping these episodes through Spotify and on Apple, they're still going on Apple. There's also going to be a video version attached to the Spotify copy. So I would love for you all to watch that. I have one friend who is like, Maya, please start either uploading to YouTube again or figure out a way to get it on Spotify or Apple, because I just like to watch while I'm listening rather than just listen. Either way, I'm appreciative of whatever you do, as long as you are getting the message and sharing it and giving me your feedback. I'm appreciative and I'm grateful. Right now, I don't know what I'm going to title this episode. I think it'll come together towards the end, but like I said, it's going to be short and quick, and it's going to be a little jumpy. So just follow along, but we're going to start off with this morning and obviously give a little context, and you can get all the context that you need from the past episode that I recorded with my sister regarding the season I'm in personally and professionally. But this morning, I was walking my dog, and as I'm walking my dog, I've become really intentional where I try not to bring my phone, and this is probably a safety thing I probably shouldn't say, but I try not to bring my phone when I'm walking my dog, just so that I'm not distracted and that I'm actually taking the time to just spend that time with God and with my dog. Oh my gosh, God's saying something to me right now. It's crazy. Thank you. And I've just been doing that. And this morning on my walk, I was looking up at the sky, and we were kind of like stopped. We had stopped walking so he could take a little tinkle over there on a patch of grass in my neighborhood. No one's yard, FYI. And I was standing still and I looked up at the sky and I just realized how fast the clouds were moving. But what I will say is that was always happening as we were walking, but I really didn't notice it until I took the time to be still. And in that moment when that was happening, I heard the Holy Spirit whisper to me, Maya, don't you see how important it is to be still, before me, so you can hear me, because I'm always speaking to you, but you have to literally just be still to recognize and to hear and to notice. And sometimes that also requires the separation, right? And we talked about the sanctification, and I'm not going to even get into all of that today, but that was just a little moment where I was like, okay, God, understood, heard. I love that. And that just really made me so happy. And this is a part of the moment that I share in the video that I'm going to release on the other platform on TikTok. But I felt that was necessary to kind of begin this podcast. And then from there, I have really been loving the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And this talks about how God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I said this recently on one of my platforms. I believe it was Instagram and on TikTok. I think I dropped like 3 things you must know or a video that you must watch. And in that video, I started off by saying, fear is a sin and it doesn't come from God. And it's a sin that I don't want to commit anymore. But that scripture has been on my mind so heavy, and I'm starting just to see it everywhere. And I honestly, right before I got ready to record this, I was watching one of Lisa Bevere's episodes that she dropped yesterday, and she just happened to come from that scripture. And if this is your first time listening to the Hello Darling podcast, I do want you to know that I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that everything is on purpose and it happens for a reason, good or bad. I may not understand it. It's in some points, it's just not meant for me to understand. And I can't drive myself nuts trying to force myself to understand or try to make it make sense. It's just not my job. I'm not God. But that scripture has been so heavy. And I just wanted to repeat that fear is not something that comes from our Creator. So no matter what you're going through, if you are in a season of newness and you're about to be a mom or you're about to become a dad, or if you're in a season of transition and you're transitioning from your old job and you're heading into a new job, or you're praying for a transition where you're in a season where you may be stuck in a relationship that you know you're not supposed to be in, but you're afraid to let go of it. Or you're in a job where, and you're just praying for change to happen, but it just hasn't happened yet. I don't want you to fear. And when I say I don't want you to fear, I'm also saying, Maya, you don't need to fear, because you have God and he's the person that you need to trust in. And he's been so faithful and so good. Which brings me to my next point in the next scripture. I'm telling y'all, this is so short. Hebrews 13:8. And this was, if you have the Bible app, this was the word of the day, maybe 2 or 3 days ago. And this is just a scripture that simply says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He doesn't change. He is faithful to his character. He is not inconsistent. He is the most consistent person. And the reason why this scripture is ringing so true to me right now is it has been repeated to me several times. And lo and behold, in this book called Feeding the Soul by Tabitha Brown, I'm trying to keep my tears back. I don't know why I get emotional sometimes. She ends the book referencing this scripture, but she doesn't like tell you where, you know, it comes from, but she says those exact words. And when I was given this book almost a month ago to the day, it is a month ago exactly today, I told myself that I was going to finish reading this book and I was going to be intentional about it, because reading was something that I wanted to get back into, but that I just didn't make the time for. And now that I have a lot of time on my hands, I was able to finish the book last night. And there's just some major things that happened. And when I first got this book, it took me maybe a few hours to open it. But on the first week after I went through my little separation, that's what we're just going to call it in this episode, I went to the movies and saw one of the movies that I really wanted to see. And then I took myself out to eat. And for that lunch, it was a place that I've always wanted to try. Just never got around to it. And I was so embarrassed because I was sitting there in the place that I really wanted to be in, and it blew my mind. Like, the inside was like really nice. Like, it just looked completely different from what it looked like on the outside. And I was like in a casual like crew neck and tennis skirt, my typical OOTD. And I was crying at the table by myself reading this book because I was struggling with a lot of fear and a lot of doubt about what my future would look like. And I was upset with myself because I felt like I wasted some time and that I wasted the first quarter of this year. And I had so many goals and intentions set. And if you go back and listen to some the podcasts that I dropped earlier this year around January, February, I talk about all of that, my vision casting and praying and seeking God and, having a full on like vision board that goes on my iPad, it's on my laptop, all that good stuff. And I kind of just felt like it was a little too late. And in this book, Tabitha definitely reassured me through her journey and through her experiences that it's never too late. It took her 23 years to become the Tabitha that we all know and love. And our stories are very similar in some ways. And I ended this book last night crying because of what was shared. And I'm going to read quickly the sentence that really kind of got your girl, okay? That really got me. And I'm going to shout someone out because she would not even think of me to shout her out at this moment. But some years ago when I was at VSU, she wasn't there, but she was an advisor that I was able to meet through another opportunity when I was serving in SGA that really kind of changed my life. So this is chapter 28, and the title of it is Permanent Lessons from Your Temporary Season. And obviously it brought me back to what Saray had shared last week on an episode about Maya. You have such a terminal mindset for such like a temporary season. Like, girl, it ain't over. You're going to be fine. And she quoted Napoleon Hill, opportunity often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. And just seeing that just for me served as another confirmation piece. And there's, again, so much more I want to say, even regarding finances and relationships and other things that have been shared with me that I just cannot yet. But this will all make sense at some point. But that just really, really, really meant a lot. And in this chapter, she started off, and she could have talked about anything else, but she referenced all the different jobs she had throughout her time. And what was so significant for me was that a job that she looked down upon and that she really wasn't appreciative of in the season that, you know, she worked that job is like a key part of her foundation of the business that she's doing now when it comes to shipping her products and marketing management and labels and all that stuff. And for me, when I think about my professional journey and just where I'm at right now, sometimes I find myself, you know, wondering like, okay, when is it going to click? When is this going to make sense? And some things are finally starting to click about like what I do professionally and how that's going to help me personally and my brand and build and help build other people's businesses. That's so important to me. And then going back to what I mentioned about the lady that I met at VSU, I'm not going to give you her full name, but her initials are PBJ. And she has a podcast called PBJ that I will link one of her episodes in this episode in the description. Because she's just dope. But throughout this entire book, Tabitha references her love for her mom, but her mom's story. And as her mom is getting ready to pass from ALS at the age of 51, so young, 51 years young, she tells Tabitha, she mouths to her, because at this point, the disease has taken over her body. She can't walk. She can't talk or anything. She's mouthing these words, but she was determined. She was like, Tabitha, you're going to be responsible, baby, for telling my story. And throughout the whole book, though, even though she's talking about her mom, we never get her mom's name until the end, on literally almost the last page, right before her final TSA. And her mom's name is Patricia Blackstock Johnson, which those initials are PBJ. And that means so much to me because when I was going through a really hard time back when I was in undergrad, Miss PBJ, my personal PBJ, opened the door to conversation about faith and about having hope and really honestly changed the trajectory of me continuing to show up in the way that I was called to show up. And that was just so important to me. So I really kind of felt like this was a nod, like a Jesus wink to me. And y'all, I'm sorry, I obviously can't wink. Like, what's wrong with me? It was a Jesus wink to me. By just having those names kind of be so similar and have the same initials, because her mom obviously had a heavy influence on her. And Miss PBJ has had a really heavy influence on my life. And then the last thing that was very, very good in this book, she talks about, and she just completely says this sentence, and this is when I wrote down, she's like, this shift is happening for you. And I just truly believe that I feel a shift happening in my life, and I feel a shift happening for those that are connected to me, and for people that aren't even connected to me that have reached out through the previous episode, or just randomly coming across the Hello Darling podcast, like saying, like, this is happening in my life, but you sharing God's message through you, like, has given me hope and increased my faith and letting me know that there's confirmation that something big is going to happen and a shift is about to occur. And it is so worth it to keep pushing and to keep prevailing and to keep just moving forward and looking forward and being hopeful. And I think the last little thing that I'm going to share, and this is something that was shared in church today that really kind of like knocked me off my feet, because I never heard it spoken so plainly like this, but it says, faith does not move God. Faith pleases God. Okay, I want you to get that. Faith does not move God, it pleases him. That is the one way, right? It's one of the ways, not the one way, but that's one of the ways that God does share with us that we can please him, right? Or again, we're not trying to earn anything from God. All we need to do is make sure that our heart and our mind and our spirit and our body is in the right position and at the right posture to receive from him, okay? However, praise is the one thing that does move God, because God lives in praise. He inhabits praise. So when I talk about waiting and being still, that doesn't mean you get to just throw your hands up and not work, or not continuing to move, or not to, you know, you stop worshiping. I'm sure if you've been a part of any church or whatever space that you choose to worship, right? We've all heard the saying of worship while you wait, worship while you work. And that is a way to literally to get God to move. And that was just so profound and so important to me. And I just really, really felt led to share that with you. And please be on the lookout for the little video that I'm going to throw up on the other platform, which is TikTok, that I was recording this morning. I'm forgetting one more thing before I get ready to close out. I told y'all it was going to be a little jumpy. The major thing that happened, right, was on the video that I was recording this morning, I was sharing three practical ways to continue to move forward in life when you're going through a really hard time. And as I was wrapping up filming that video, and it was such a God thing, like it was so good, my phone continues to work, but the screen goes completely black. And I can't get the phone to really, I can't say turn on because technically it was on, but I can't get the screen to come on. I had tried everything in the book and I was running late. I'm trying to get to church. I put it on the charger. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Thankfully, I know my way to church. It's a little bit outside of my, you know, purview, my area, but I knew how to get there. And I was like, okay, typically I would like be freaking out. I'm like, oh, I need to go to Verizon. But I'm like, no, I'm going to go to church. And I was in church and I was trying to be a good steward and just pay attention and not worry about my phone. I had my iPad with me and I was still able to connect with my hotspot from my phone to my iPad. So I was able to use that to navigate it, know how to get to Verizon afterwards, but my phone still wouldn't come on. And at that point, I kind of like threw my hands up. I'm like, okay, God, this is a brand new phone. You'll fix it. It'll be what it'll be. I don't know what this is supposed to mean, but I really don't want to lose the content that I was just about to share with your people. That would really stink, but it was what it was. So right after church, I put the Verizon location in the GPS, trying to get there. And for some reason, the GPS was just going wonky. Like, it was sending me all the way around the world. Like, it was not taking me where I needed to go. So I called my sister and I was like, hey, Ray, can you, like, she has my location. Can you, like, help me navigate to the Verizon store? Because I don't know how to get there. And she is, you know, while she's helping me do that, finally the GPS starts to work right again. Still trying my phone. My phone's not, you know, the screen's not coming on. So I walk into the Verizon and the people are super nice, sit down. And as I'm waiting, I try it again. The phone, again, the screen's not coming on. Cause I don't like that moment. Like when you go and ask for help and right when you ask for help, there's the problem's gone. Well, as soon as they schedule me in, I get called up. His name is Mike, and Mike literally does the same thing that I do, that he watched me do, and the phone starts working. Like, there was no issue. And I felt like there was a really powerful lesson in that, of sometimes you just need to disconnect and become reliant, right, on your faith, and just trust God to navigate the waters for you. And when he's ready for you to tap back in on some things, then he'll give you the go ahead to do that. And if that didn't make sense for you, I pray that God gives you your own revelation through that story. But that was really, really big for me, because I felt like I was trying to share his word earlier that morning, right? Earlier this morning. And then my phone just cut off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I lose that contact? I'm not even sure if it's saved. Da, 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 da. But he was like, okay, mind you get to church. And I don't want you to miss this message. And the message was so good. And I didn't have time to go into it today. But it spoke to me, and I was able to share bits and pieces. But he has just been speaking to me all day. And when I said something on Instagram about getting ready to drop this podcast, I did acknowledge that, you know, some people are maybe like, oh, Maya is so dramatic. Like, this was nothing big. Oh, there's big things going on. I'm just not allowed to talk about them yet, first of all. But secondly, this is big to me. We have to learn, y'all, to be appreciative of the little things. When God speaks to us, we should be grateful. We should be excited. It should be a big thing, because it wasn't always like that. But thankfully, because he loves us so much, he gave his son to die for us. That veil is torn. We have the opportunity to commune with God. And that's something that I don't want to take for granted anymore, because I have. And I'm so excited to be in a place where, and I said this not my partner anymore, but I said this to him, of like, I really want to get back to the place of having childlike faith. And I kind of feel like I'm tiptoeing back into that. And that's my prayer for each of you that have decided to tune in and to listen and to watch this. I pray that this week just ignites your childlike faith in all areas of your life, and that God continues to bless and favor and use you. Again, we always end every podcast with a lot of love. I love each and every one of you, and I hope that you have the best week. And just thank you for rocking out and tuning in with me, and I'll see you soon. Bye.